USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is now advising when you leave your home to wear a non-medical cloth face covering as an additional public health measure to help stop the spread of coronavirus. President Trump at the White House explains the new guidance.
He's recommending that Americans wear a basic cloth or fabric mask that can be either purchased online or simply made at home, probably material that you'd have at home.
The government reported more than 700,000 people lost their jobs last month. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News all these numbers should be concerning, but reminds everyone,
we're about to inject between $2.2 trillion and, with leverage, $4 trillion into the American economy. The whole economy is not, is about $21 trillion a year, the largest in all of human history.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, says he supports the acting Secretary of Navy in his decision to remove the captain of the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier.
Well, I'm not in the position right now. There's an ongoing investigation. I don't have all the facts, but I trust Secretary Modley and his judgment, and I'm going to support him, obviously, because he is the responsible and accountable official to the American people.
Milley continues by saying any secretary of one of the military's branches must have confidence in the commanders.
I do know that the Secretary of the Navy is responsible to the American people for the good order and discipline of the Navy. And when he loses trust and confidence in a ship's captain, then that's it. It's target down, and we're moving on to the next task.
One in four small businesses say they are less than 8 weeks away from closing permanently, and another 24% of small businesses have already closed temporarily amid the coronavirus pandemic economic shutdown. That's according to a new poll released from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Celebrity chef Guy Fieri has partnered with the National Restaurant Association's Educational Foundation to offer grants for America's out-of-work restaurant workers amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Under the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund, food service workers will be able to apply for grants of $500 each to put towards housing, groceries, medical costs, or other living expenses. Fieri joins Fox News and says mom-and-pop restaurants are having a tough go of it.
It's tough. You know what? This is the fabric. This is a, you know, in a lot of communities, everybody turns to that restaurant for the donations, for their milestones, for you name it. So it's not just that the restaurant isn't operating. It's not just that the employees aren't making money. It's not that the owners aren't there. It's the community's looking for it. I mean, fortunately, there's still some restaurants that are open and people are able to get, you know, takeouts. But this is hard hit. I mean, you've got these mom and pop joints on Diners, Drive-Ins. You know, we've done 1,200 plus locations and more to come. I mean, we can do it for the forever. But it's an industry that's really it's people driven, and a lot of these folks are living paycheck to paycheck. Not many of them are salaried. A lot of them are hourly, and a very hard hit group. A lot of single families, a lot of students.
For more news, don't forget you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.